This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is probably one of the first times I've been back after a Presidents' Day weekend. Usually I work on that Monday. So it was kind of nice to take 3 days off. And I hate talking about that because I know the majority of people didn't really get yesterday off. And I don't want to sit and brag about it. But don't worry, I worked the whole time. I was doing paperwork. I was watching student videos. I was grading notes. I did a lot of work. But it just... it's such a great feeling to know that it's already Tuesday, right? And the week, right, is already a good chunk of the week has kind of, you know, disappeared. You know, people always say, okay, you know, Mondays are good days. Wednesdays, you kind of get depressed. Thursdays, you start to get a little excited. And then Friday, everybody, you know, that's the big, you know, booster, you know, when it comes to your mood and get a little fire under your step. I don't know. Not me. Okay, I really, really like Mondays. Mondays, to me, are the most exciting day of the week because I usually refresh. I refresh by working all weekend long. Don't ask. But my weekends, I don't really like the weekends that much. You know, I do more work on the weekends. That for me, the week is a piece of cake. So I get really, really excited about Monday. So when I'm already into Tuesday, yeah, it's kind of exciting that the week is shorter, but I never got my Monday. And Tuesday is usually the most depressing day of the week for a lot of people because it's Tuesday. Right? You just had a Monday. Weekend doesn't come for another few days. So here you are, you're like, okay, yay, I'm back at work, it's a short week, and you're like, ah, but it's a Tuesday. That's why there's all these restaurants like Ruby Tuesdays, Fat Tuesdays. They do that because they know that Tuesday is one of the crappiest days of the week, and what they want to do is they want to make it more exciting for people. So they're like, okay, well, this is what we do. It's Tuesday, so let's go to Fat Tuesdays or Ruby Tuesdays or whatever. All right? That's why you see a lot of places called Tuesdays. You don't really see a lot of days called Wednesday. You don't see a lot of them called Thursday. Right, but you'll see it with Tuesday. All right? Make sense? Monday and Friday, I think, are the shortest of the days in terms of letters. I was wondering about that, too, with signage. So it was interesting. President's Day weekend, a lot of rallies. Not my President's Day. We got a lot of medical news, but I just have, you know, a couple things to say about that. Listen, I am so grateful for the country we live in and the ability to protest. And if we think that something is going wrong in this country, we are able to unite and we are able to come together. And it's a gift that we have. But at some point, okay, the election ended. The election is over. Whether you like Donald Trump or not, to me, I find it very frustrating that the big movement this weekend was not my President's Day. And I understand they were protesting things that they felt they wanted to protest. And I get that. And again, I will defend their right to be able to do that. But when, you know, the news is covering all the whininess, going, well, I didn't vote for him, so he's not my president. I didn't vote for him. Well, he lost a popular vote. All right, look, all right, we as American citizens, okay, I have vowed to, you know, honor the Constitution. We are, as American citizens, or a newly honored American citizen, all right, vow that we would uphold the Constitution and we would adhere to it. And, you know, the Electoral College, and listen, I don't know how popular other presidents were in the past, right? But our Electoral College and our electoral process is one that our founding fathers, you know, chose and very intelligently chose, because they didn't want it to be all about New York or all about Philadelphia. They wanted to make sure that smaller colonies had a say. This wasn't supposed to be, you know, a kind of a David and Goliath fight, even though David won, but it was supposed to be more of a look, you know, everybody gets a vote. Everybody gets to be heard. And so, you know, when other countries watch this and they see us being, you know, crybabies, right, about not liking Trump, it's embarrassing. Okay? You know, and you see signs saying disobey, sign, you know, okay, listen, you know, you may not like certain policies, and granted, there's a lot of policies I don't like. I haven't liked with both sides of the aisle. Right? And again, you know, right, and I don't want to use the word rioting, but assembly is part of the American culture, and it's a gift we have, and we're blessed to have it. So absolutely, if you want to protest or assemble, I think that's great. But when it gets to the point where we're purposely trying to divide, right, and you know, spurring, right, you know, the anger and spurring the violence, that's a problem. Right? And other countries are watching this. We need to look strong. Right? Whether we liked Obama, whether we liked Bush, whether we liked Clinton, whether we liked Trump, we have to look like we are unified and, you know, nobody's going to mess with us. And right now it looks like half the country could very easily turn. We don't want our enemies thinking that, especially since our enemies are finding Americans to turn on other Americans. It's enough already, guys. Okay? It's enough. I don't care if you don't like Trump or you didn't like Obama or whatever. Okay? We have work to do. I would rather you put that energy towards making things happen. Alright? You know, if you don't like a policy, then, you know, let's concentrate on that, or let's come up with solutions, or let's, you know, figure out how we control immigration, domestic terrorism, etc. So I'm just a little frustrated. Could have been a great weekend, but, you know, there's that divisiveness, and I think we look so divisive now. We have for years now, and it's a real shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, a Dallas neurosurgeon is going to jail for killing two patients in quote-unquote botched surgeries. Not just malpractice, but actually going to jail. And not just going to jail for 12 months. He is going to jail for life. We're going to tell you why. We're also going to talk about how legalizing same-sex marriage has apparently been associated with fewer youth suicide attempts. It's very interesting. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines. and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. The 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we hear about this Dr. Death this morning, and we're like, what the heck? Actually, we heard about it yesterday. And this is very interesting. A Dallas jury sentenced a North Texas neurosurgeon to life in prison for killing two patients and maiming others. They're saying 46-year-old Christopher Dunch was the first doctor in Dallas County to be sentenced to life in prison for surgery that went wrong. He was arrested back in July 2015 on 5 aggravated assault charges after 4 of his patients were quote-unquote left crippled and 2 others died between July 2012 and June 2013. That's according to Dallas News. They said his trial focused on only one charge of injury to an elderly individual, they say, victim Mary Effiard, testifying that she had trusted Dunch to perform the 2012 procedure. Effiard, who was then 74, lost a third of her blood and the full use of her legs. She said that I trusted he would do what was right. Apparently, this 13-day trial included testimony from a doctor who treated Effiard after Dunch's procedure and said he found implants placed on muscle instead of bone, and a screw was drilled into her spinal cavity. Dr. Robert Henderson said it's as egregious as you can imagine. Jurors heard from other patients, according to Fox News, including one who woke up from surgery paralyzed from the neck down, another who passed out from chronic pain, and a third who talks in a permanent whisper after she was left with a puncture wound in her throat. Prosecutors presented the court with a 2011 email Dunch wrote detailing its plans to become a cold-blooded killer. Wow. His lawyers maintain that Dunch had been distracted by a chaotic operating room and was doing the best he could on his own. Prosecutor Michelle Shugart said he chose not to get help, according to the report. He chose to continue maiming and killing patients. The daughter of one of his patients who died undergoing back surgery said she was pleased with the jury decision. She said, it won't obviously bring my mom back, and it won't heal the 34 people that have been affected, but it'll bring some sense of justice and particularly some sense of closure. This is a 46-year-old neurosurgeon. This blows my mind. They say here, one of the victims, Jerry Summers, woke up after undergoing spinal surgery at Baylor Regional Medical Center of Plano, unable to move his arms or legs, according to Dallas Morning News. Says Summers said in a video testimony played in court earlier this month, I don't remember feeling any pain. I just couldn't move. Feels like your body weighs 10,000 pounds and you can't pick it up. That surgery occurred back in February 2012. Now, apparently the surgery, Dunch had offered to perform a basic procedure to rid him of pain and numbness he had in his arm as a result of previous car crash. But the surgery did not go accordingly as planned, with the anesthesiologist who put Summers under revealing he lost more than 10 times more blood than usual during the operation. Summers now suffers from incomplete paralysis, meaning he is unable to move his arms and legs, but still feels pain and touch. So, you know, if you weren't a physician, you would be listening to this going, oh my gosh, how does somebody operate so long and be in the field so long without, you know, somebody getting involved? Dunch had operated on Kelly Martin. She had bled out and died after the doctor cut through her spinal cord, slashing a major artery. Surgical News' Catherine Kelly Lawrence, who was involved with Dunch for the deadly surgery, said the disgraced surgeon, quote-unquote, did not seem concerned with what had happened, despite the fact that Martin woke up screaming in pain. The patient woke up screaming in pain and had to be put back under. Another one of his patients died in 2012 in July, suffering a stroke after she underwent spinal surgery. And the medical board found the doctor, quote unquote, went overboard. So it looks like the medical board was involved. When you look at this, it scares you, obviously, because you don't want to have any idiot operate on you. And I'm reluctant to call this guy an idiot because I don't know what this email was saying that, you know, he wanted to, I guess, what was that email they found here? where he wanted to, I guess, kill patients. This is a crazy email. Quote, to become a cold-blooded killer. So I don't know what the heck is going on here. And when somebody goes into the field of neurosurgery, mind you, it is one of the riskiest. Neurosurgeons' malpractice is obviously very high because so much could go wrong. All right, you're dealing with the spinal cord. Right? It's not that difficult to be a millimeter or two off and possibly cause paralysis. Right? You have major arteries supplying the spinal cord. But in order to get through a residency, I mean, in order to get through a training and a fellowship to become a neurosurgeon, right, you can't screw up. You have to know what you're doing. And so what kind of concerns me and why I keep going back to that quote from that email is you can't get through a program, not know what you're doing, and then be out there and not know what you're doing and make it till you're 40-some years old and then finally get in trouble. Most likely, he would have gotten in trouble in his 20s or 30s or whenever he was in training. So then my next concern is, did he know what he was doing the whole time in training and then only recently maybe there was some premeditation to do harm? I've never heard of anything like this. Now, have I heard of people losing blood in surgery? Absolutely. Have I heard that of people becoming paralyzed with a surgical procedure? Absolutely, but not this many. Now, let me see if we have any news on what happened with the board. Apparently, Dr. Dunge had his license revoked in 2013. He said that 99% of everything that has been said about me is completely false. The medical board cited abusive care with 6 patients when they revoked his license. A surgeon testifying for prosecutors said it was like letting an amateur loose in surgery. So, Dunge's attorneys argued that he wasn't a criminal. He was just a lousy surgeon, according to Daily Mail. But he lost his license. His license was revoked in 2013. And apparently there were enough cases to start to build a criminal case, even though it was primarily focused on this one patient. So, I understand how scary this must sound. And, whenever I recommend you picking a doctor, okay, usually your primary care physician or your orthopedic surgeon or your neurologist will work with people where they had good experiences with. So, like, for example, if I have to send you for a colonoscopy, okay, and I know that one person perforated pretty commonly, I won't refer to that person because I don't want that person taking a chance and perforating on my patient. So an intelligent doctor will really be on top of who they are referring to. Now, do they get wind of every single thing that happens in every single case? No, they don't. Okay. Periodically, I like to go to the medical board and make sure that the doctors I'm referring to haven't had any issues. Because I don't want to send a patient to somebody who could possibly hurt my patient. And usually everybody I referred to had been fine. Actually, all 100% of them hadn't had any issues with the medical board. So thank God we're good. But if the medical board didn't get involved until 2013 in this case, and 2012 was when these botched surgeries happened, then you wouldn't be able to find this information going to the medical board. Especially if this was the year 2012. So they have online reviews, but these online reviews, unfortunately, are very sketchy, very inconsistent. So if somebody typed that they were completely paralyzed, you're like, well, if you were completely paralyzed, how did you type this? You know, were you just mad at him because he sent you a bill? How do you know? And so, unfortunately, while cases are going through, or if a case is occurring, right, the media usually, doesn't get involved at that level until a judgment has been given. So you could have somebody that starts to go AWOL, then unfortunately could be hurting people. I've rarely seen this. I don't think I've ever seen this happen. And so now he's going to be sentenced to prison for life. Well deserved. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
you've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I was in California, and wow, I've never seen so much green. I mean, I was born in L.A., and the drought has been going on for so long that when you start leaving L.A. proper, and even though you could still be in L.A. County, and as you start driving towards Pasadena, I mean, there's so many, you know, beautiful rolling mountains and hills, and they've been kind of turning brown. All of a sudden, I've been seeing a lot of green, and that grass looks so soft. And you saw very, very light, beautiful green, which means, you know, obviously from an ecological sense, this year the drought wasn't obviously as severe. Now, when you come home, okay, start to see some desert flowers. I live in Las Vegas, so Las Vegas is very deserty, and some of my weeds were blooming. Yeah, I got weeds in my yard. Okay, I know the homeowners association is always on your butt. Don't you hate that? You have one little baby weed, and you're like, you want to know what? My nails are wet. I'll pull that when my nails dry. And before you could even decide that thought, smack, you see a homeowners association nodding notice on your door. But my weeds are already blooming. So I get into the house after coming in from the weekend. All right, I'm pretty excited that, you know, spring is coming. It's, you know, got a lot to do. I'm going to try to lose weight so I could wear a bikini. And I start to sneeze. I'm like, what the heck is going on? It's like February 21st. Why would I be sneezing? Why would I be sniffling? Well, allergy season starts earlier and earlier each year, depending on what the rainfall looks like and the warm weather. So with cities throughout having record rainfall, and, you know, now weather's starting to warm up a little bit. Yes, there are going to be some drops, and I don't think winter is over by any means. Winter officially ends March 20th. But as weather starts to warm and flowers bloom, there's pollen. You know, the flowers don't give a damn about our calendar. They're going to bloom whenever they want to bloom. So we're looking at early allergy seasons. So March 20th is technically the first of spring, yet here we are in February. Now, some of you will go, okay, what exactly is going on with allergies? What are they? So we've talked about this before, right? It's basically a result of an immune response to something that's foreign that our body picks up. So pollen is foreign, dust, dander, food, insects, mold, metals, blood transfusion, grafts, medicine, anything that your body senses as a foreign intruder could cause an immune response. Now, these particular intruders are usually harmless. All right, a droplet of blood should be harmless. Pollen should be harmless. All right, a peanut should be. Unfortunately, if your body decides to go into a hypersensitivity reaction, then it can become very dangerous. So what ends up happening is you have this allergen floating around the body, and you have IgE antibodies. And these antibodies are designed to find the allergen and turn around and deputize your allergy cells to get to work. So if your IgE antibody crosses path with a piece of pollen that got through, or a piece of food or mold or whatever that you're allergic to, it will activate mast cells. Mast cells are in the tissues and basophils cells are in the blood. And when these cells get activated, they release substances into the body. One very well-known substance that these mast cells release, or basophils, is histamine. And so histamines will cause the reactions such that you're sneezing and coughing. They'll also release leukotrienes, cytokines, etc. So the body right now is trying to, A, sneeze and cough the allergen out. It may try to wall off the antigen with swelling. It may, these signals may try to signal more antibodies to get to work. You may produce more tears, nasal secretions to kind of flush it out. So obviously your symptoms of seasonal allergies are sneezing, coughing, wheezing, runny nose, eye watering, red eyes, itchy skin, rash, itchy throat. I get tired, very tired when I get allergies, and also congestion. And again, these are all defense mechanisms, but unfortunately this defense mechanism can go too far. So many people come in and they'll be like, okay, well, do I have an allergy or do I have a cold? And I'm like, well, you know, do you have a sore throat? Yeah, I have a sore throat. I go, is it really sore, though? Or is it itchy? Well, my throat hurts a little. All right, well, then does that necessarily mean it's a cold? What about your sneezing? Okay, are you sneezing anything that's thick and gooey, or is it clear? Well, if it's clear, that signifies more allergies. When it's thick, that means you probably have more neutrophils, you probably have more goblet cells making more mucus, and when it starts getting colored, that could also signify more of an infection. Same thing with cough. If your cough is, you know, kind of like a dry cough, that may not necessarily be a virus or it may not necessarily be a bacteria. But if the cough starts to come up with sputum and you start to have thick mucus that you're coughing up, that could to me mean you have more of an infection. And then also the timing of it. You know, allergies, if my allergies are going to start in the next week or two, I am going to have them all the way until June. It is not going to be fun. And it is going to continue. A cold goes away. Cold goes away after a few days. Rarely will you see a cold by day 10. Also, you can predict that you're going to get your sneezing and your allergies. You know what? We're going to go outside for a birthday party. The birthday party is going to be in the park. All right? I predict that when I come home, I'm going to be sneezing like crazy. And then if that's the case, that's more of an allergy as opposed to a cold. A cold, you don't know that it's, you have no idea when it's coming. You can't say next week I'm going to get it. Yet if I'm going to a birthday party next week, I know I'm probably going to have allergies. You know, also like with a sore throat, a sore throat from a cold starts to burn a little bit more, starts to hurt. You may even have some swollen glands. Strep throat, you get an odor. I mean, it really hurts. Now, many ask, well, can allergies lead to a cold? And for those of you listening, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I have this written on my website. So if you want to break it down, it breaks it down for you on my website. Go to drdahlia.com. Allergies can lead to a cold. Allergies in and of themselves should not cause an infection because, again, it's an allergen. You know, you have this defense mechanism in place, so it shouldn't cause an infection. However, it may make the situation more vulnerable for a virus or bacteria to take over. So, for example, if you now have secretions and your sinuses are starting to get congested, a bacteria floating around the sinuses go, this is kind of squishy, this is kind of comfortable, all right, I'm going to set up shop here. Or if your immune system is so busy dealing with the allergies, you can be more prone to getting an infection. You can get pneumonia after an allergy. So seasonal allergies do have the potential to be kind of dangerous. You're going to be more prone to getting sick. If you have asthma, an allergy attack could incite an asthmatic attack. You know, I don't think I've ever seen anaphylaxis from pollen. And anaphylaxis is where you have the full-blown allergy attack where you can't breathe. But we know that with peanuts, with bee stings, etc., your immune system could go crazy. So I don't think seasonal allergies are dangerous in that sense, but causing you to go into a full-blown asthmatic attack or affecting your COPD could be an issue. So how do you prevent and then treat allergies? Well, first, you have to really be aware of what's going on with your local weather. Once weather starts warming up in your neck of the woods, all right, that could be the start of allergy season. And keep an eye on your pollen counts. Your local meteorologists are excellent. You know, I listen to News 3, Fox 5, the news stations in town, and they will, you know, let you know, look, guys, you know, it's going to be a high pollen count. You want to be very cognizant of what's going on there. You also want to avoid outside pollen from coming into your house. Don't open all the windows during springtime. Pollen will blow in. You got to clean your air filters, replace them, maybe use a HEPA filter. Wash your hair because pollen is in your hair. Wash your clothes. Maybe take a shower after you come inside so it doesn't get into your bed and couch. Close your car windows when you park so the pollen doesn't blow in when you're inside. Recirculate the air when you're driving. And for those of you that get bad allergies, this is the time to start talking to your medical provider about going on a nasal corticosteroid, leukotriene antagonist, antihistamine. All right? Some of these medicines take a couple weeks to kick in. So if you think you're going to be bad in March, you better be getting seen now. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars.
and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Bradley says he pulled his back out and it hurts real bad. Occurred the day before Valentine's. He says, I went to an urgent care hoping the pain would have gone away, but didn't, and they gave me Motrin and Flexadril. I love how he calls it Flexadril. It's called Flexeril, but it's okay. Yeah, I called it Flexadril. Anyway, it's not working, which is very interesting. I'm surprised that they gave you, but usually it's cyclobenzaprine. They'll actually give the generic form of it. So I find that interesting, unless you already know what the medicine is. Very good. It says it's not working and I'm in pain, and you know they won't give narcotics. I don't want narcotics, but I haven't been back to work since. Does that mean I have a slipped disc? Would love your advice. Okay, so you pull out your bag, Valentine's Day, so what day is it today? So today's the 21st, Valentine's Day would have been the day before, so we're talking about 8 days ago. He wrote this yesterday, so it was a week prior. Okay, many times if you hurt your back, and we've talked about this, there was a study that came out last week, talking about how most back pain will go away on its own, you don't need to take medicines, you don't need to do x-rays, and that's been kind of the theme that we've been hearing now for years. And so usually with back pain, we take a kind of rest, alternate ice and heat, try some anti-inflammatories. I'm a huge fan of Motrin and naproxen and Aleve. If naproxen is Aleve and ibuprofen is Motrin. So I'm a huge fan of those, assuming you don't overdo it and assuming you don't have issues with your kidneys and you don't have issues with stomach ulcers, etc. And so when you go to the urgent care, it looks like not only did he tell you to take Motrin, but he also gave you Flexeril, not Flexadril. What's that sinus medication? Benadryl. Yeah. So it's not Flexadril, it's Flexeril, but that's okay. I'm not making fun of you, I just think it's so cute. I love it. Flexadril, it's just funny, it's kind of cute. Okay, anyway. So if they gave you that, that's a muscle relaxant. So they're trying to relax the muscle. And what they're doing is they're giving you two medications, which actually can work very, very well with back pain, because all the narcotic does, and not that you're asking for it, but just to quickly teach my listeners, all the narcotic does is hit the pain receptors, like the mu receptors in the brain, saturate those, so you don't seem to interpret the pain as much. So even though they're very, it's very merciful to give something for pain, especially if you hurt yourself, usually the pain medication is not necessarily therapeutic. Pain medication won't fix anything. Yet an anti-inflammatory or a muscle relaxant may actually allow you to heal. So what the urgent care did, I'm in support of. Motrin and Flexeril or a muscle relaxant, I'm fine with. The only thing is now we're at a week. You're not feeling better. And the other thing, too, also with the Flexeril is it makes you sleepy. So even if you did find some relief with the Flexeril, for me, it knocks me out. So you'll get a Flexeril prescription that says you could take every 8 hours. But you can't do that if you have to work. So I usually write the Flexeril as take a night before you go to bed, or you could take if you're not going to work that day. Now, the Motrin is a pain reliever. It does help with pain. But it doesn't sound like it's doing the trick. And if you're worried about taking too much because you don't want to take one every 8 hours, then that could also not allow you to reach the therapeutic pain control level that Motrin can provide. But I understand Motrin in and of itself has issues. So would a narcotic be indicated in this point? I may, you know, give a patient at this point a narcotic to help them through this. But, you know, it's been about a week. Right, and you're still having pain. Now, I wish you could call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. My question to you is what other symptoms are you having? If the pain is, let's say, radiating down a leg, right, or if you feel numbness or tingling, okay, to me that's very concerning. So if you have numbness or tingling, then I would be more concerned that you have a disc or something pressing on the spinal cord. If you're having low back pain that's pretty localized, then I'd like to say, well, show me where it hurts. And if you're pointing to the muscle, all right, that to me thinks, you know, it may still be more of a strain, a muscle strain. But if you're like, look, this pain, it's going into my buttocks, it's going to my leg, you know, I feel like I may want to pee on myself, that's an issue, and that could be a disc. So I would probably want, if this continues, an MRI. And the MRI would then take a look at the disc, take a look at the spinal cord, etc. So I wouldn't go to an urgent care. I would probably go to, and mind you, I worked at urgent cares. I love urgent cares. But I would probably concentrate more on the, with your regular medical provider that could then write a referral if you need. And then physical therapy could help, et cetera. But throwing your back out, oh, that stinks. That's, and the worst part about it, and for those of you that have ever had injuries, once you injure yourself, it'll just keep coming. Once I sprain my ankle, that's my bad ankle. Now, true, if you fracture yourself, the bone, when it heals, may be stronger than the bone ever was, which is very, very cool. But when it comes to a strain or a sprain, once you have an issue, you have an issue. Now, we've talked about how, I don't know what percentage of patients may have herniated discs. I remember they were talking about, if you had 100 people in the room, 80 of them may just asymptomatically have disc herniations. I think that number is a little bit too high. But if you MRI a person without pain, they may have a little disc herniation. By the disc, the discs are between the bones. Right? They're kind of like your shock absorbers. I call them the pillows between the bones in Spanish. Right? They're discos, but amojados entre los huesos. They're basically these soft, like pillows. That's the best word for it. In between the spine to act as a shock absorber and to allow less arthritis. When that disc slips a little bit or starts to dry out, and then push one way or another, that can unfortunately cause a pinching of the nerves. And so what many times we do is remove the disc, and it gets rid of the pain. We can't really push it back. Now, chiropractic manipulation may allow that disc to push back a little bit and be off the nerve. And so that's why many of these therapy modalities really do help. But if it gets to the point where it's not working, we just basically do a discectomy. And we remove the disc. Microdiscectomy, we call it. Very simple procedure. Should it be as dangerous as the procedure that, unfortunately hurt those other patients when we were talking about that quote-unquote Dr. Death that got sentenced to life, but still. And it's amazing. Very tiny scar, maybe about an inch in length. And many patients do very well. They could still have pain. Without the disc, you could still have stiffness. Right? Because now without that disc, you have some bone on bone. You can still get arthritis in the area, but most patients tend to do well. So if you ever have back pain, just to kind of wrap this up, if you ever have back pain that doesn't seem to go away, they probably need to do an imaging study. Yes, we'll do x-rays in the office to make sure you don't have a compression fracture or you don't have like metastatic cancer to the back. So we'll do some basic x-rays and to kind of see how the discs look. So we'll do some basic things, obviously. But an MRI is really what's going to tell us what we need. And Motrin and Flexeril will work. What do you do if your doctor won't give you pain medication? That's something that we've been discussing and seeing more and more. Patients will spend $75 in a copay to go and see the medical provider. They'll be in pain. The medical provider will say, I don't provide medication. I don't provide pain medication. And you're like, well, I wish I knew that before I spent the $75. However, if you call up a doctor's office and say, I don't want to spend the $75 without knowing that I will get a pain medication, you're not going to get an answer from the staff. The staff will say, we can't promise what the doctor's going to give you. If the doctor decides to give you something, that's on, that's his decision. But we can't promise you that. So you're kind of between a rock and a hard place. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light,
You can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.